and the parting of the Jordan River are described pictoriously, almost humorously. The mountains skipped like rams, the hills like lambs. And near the end it reads, "Tremble, O earth, at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the God of Jacob." And so what we have is exuberant joy giving way to reverence, because Adonai, the Lord, is kadosh, 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 infinitely holy. This week's parasha is entitled Shemini, meaning the eighth, and spans Leviticus chapters 9 through 11. Aaron and his sons have spent the past 7 days and nights at the doorway of the tent of meeting. And this is now the eighth day, and it marks the occasion for their smicha, their ordination. The number eight symbolizes new beginnings. And through the Mishkan, the tabernacle, God was going to draw near to Israel in a new way. As Moses declared, "What other nation is so great as to have their gods near them, the way the Lord our God is near to us whenever we pray to him?" Now, there were very specific animals and procedures for these God-ordained sacrifices. The priests had to make atonement for themselves first before they dared to offer sacrifices for the nation. The animals had to be flawless, and God's instructions were to be carried out very carefully. Why? Well, verse 6 gives us the answer, that the glory of the Lord may appear to you. When Moses and Aaron emerged from the tent of meeting, Aaron blessed the people, and the glory of the Lord appeared to them. Fire came forth from God and consumed the burnt offering and all the fat portions on the altar. And the people fell on their faces in worship. I mean, can you imagine what a scene that must have been? And yet, it pales by comparison to the future gathering portrayed in Revelation chapter 7, when a multitude beyond number from every tribe, people, and language are gathered before the Lord and before the Lamb, clothed in white, holding palm branches in their hands, and praising the living God. As if what Yeshua already did for us wasn't enough, Dayenu, we will experience the very presence of God when we are gathered in the coming kingdom. But drawing near to infinite holiness isn't something to be taken lightly. Aaron's sons, Nadav and Avihu, would find that out the hard way. Chapter 10 describes how these two men walked into the sanctuary and decided to wing it. They each took their censer, lit a fire under it, and offered what the scriptures called Esh Zara, strange fire, before the Lord. It was some kind of unauthorized ritual. In response, God sent forth some fire of his own and destroyed the two of them on the spot. The term Zara refers to something foreign, unauthorized, or illegitimate. Perhaps they lit their own fire rather than taking fire from the authorized, God-approved altar. Or perhaps they offered that incense at a time or in a manner not approved of by God. Or maybe they added something foreign to the incense. In any case, this was an egregious offense, and the consequences were deadly. Moses told Aaron, "It is what Adonai spoke, saying, 'By those who come near me, I will be treated as holy.'" This disregard for the holiness of God was so offensive that Aaron and his two surviving sons, Eleazar and Itamar, were warned not even to grieve for Nadav and Avihu. So serious that there would be no burial, no memorial service for them, Instead, their bodies were merely removed at a great distance from the camp. Then the Lord warned Aaron that no priest was ever to enter the tent of meeting after having drunk wine or strong drink. Some take that to mean that Nadav and Avihu may have been drunk when they offered their strange fire. We must never blur the distinction between the holy and the profane, the clean and the unclean. And intoxication can cause lapse in judgment. Furthermore, those who are in spiritual leadership will be judged even more strictly. The writer of the letter to the Messianic Jews, which we know better as Hebrews, wrote this: "Therefore he, Yeshua, Jesus, is able also to save forever those who draw near to God through him." Well, thank God for that truth. But we must be warned. The Bible contains numerous examples of the peril of self-willed religion. And sadly, in these last days, it seems that many, even many in Messiah's community, no longer understand these principles of holiness. Achan, learned this lesson the hard way when he disregarded God's instructions and took for himself forbidden treasures during the conquest of Jericho. Uzzah learned it the hard way when he disregarded God's instructions for the transporting of the Ark of the Covenant. And Ananias and Sapphira learned it the hard way when they tried to pull a fast one over on the apostles. We'll hear more about them, by the way, later in this morning's service. The author of Hebrews also wrote this: "Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, let us be thankful and so worship God acceptably with reverence and awe, for our God is a consuming fire." When the master of the universe gives instructions, you do well to follow them. Adon HaKavod, Lord of glory, may our mind, our heart, and our will conform to your holiness. Even in our deep love for you, may we not substitute emotionalism for obedience. May we never presume upon you, but rather walk reverently before you all our days. Amen.